What's up, Beast Place? August 24th, 2020. Was doing a little work and listen to podcasts, and all of a sudden I hear this thing. Some guy named Montrez, I can't remember, called Luka Doncic. It's some Eastern European, Doncic, some European last name. Like, he's from Eastern Europe, it sounds like. I don't know, because I only watched the NBA in the finals. I know about LeBron and Anthony Davis. Anyway, he called him a bitch-ass white boy, which is a racial insult. Now, here's the weird thing about that. I'm sitting there going, like, why is calling me white? And man, fuck you, white. Okay. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no, it's not a different word than the thing. It'd be like saying, calling someone black's an insult. It's not. No, even if you put, like, a negative annotation in your voice, right? Because you're just calling me the thing that I am. It's like, it'd be like, you know, be like, you know, I guess my character's name on here is Beef, right? So that was, I guess I just broke the fourth wall. Like, screw you, Beef, right? It's just like an annotation. So any word could be an insult, right? Even if you say something nice, like, oh, she's real pretty. So intent matters, right? In our political culture world, that nuance is gone. So we should play by the rules of that. And that guy should probably be suspended for whatever. The precedent to this is for on-court violations is Kobe Bryant, about 9, 10, I don't know, it's hard to remember. I remember him, he called a referee a gay slur and got $100,000 violation. So maybe that should be it. But you're in the NBA, dude. You got all this stuff like equality, equity, no racism, end racism. You can't have end racism and then have one of your players do racism. Because it is. I mean, when he said that, it's like, screw you, because you're white. Kind. Now, I understand on athletic fields that things get heated and people say stuff. You know, I played football for a number of years. There's not that. I think there's more trash talk in basketball. Through high school, there was some. Very rarely was there any racial stuff. And usually it was black players that would say something racial. Usually it was like a black guy being racist against another black guy. Rarely. I was quiet. I am quiet. If you hung out with me and you start like doing the thing where you're like making fun of people and joking around, I'm not clever. So I'm not great at that. It's like, you know, nobody's perfect, right? So I got holes in my, let's call it man game. And that's one of them. It's like I can't sit there and be witty and funny in an insulting way without, because my idea of like an insult, this is a problem growing up, is guys would make some funny comment about me, like, man, nice shoes, bro. And I would grow straight to like, I hope your mom died. I can't say the stuff on the podcast that I used to say because it's like no longer allowed in polite conversation. I don't know if it ever was, actually. It actually wasn't. You know, we talk about political correctness. It's been around since I was a little kid. I mean, I got in trouble for saying the F-bomb, then a bunch of other stuff when I was a little kid. It's nothing new. Anyway, I go straight to, like, the fighting words. Like, I mean, really, it would be that fast. Like, I don't like your pants. And then I would say something like the worst thing I could think of for that person. So if I knew that dude, you know, as you got older, became girls. And girls were much easier to do this to. But if I knew that they have, like, a lot more pain points. But I knew that are easily to identify. But I knew, and also, so there's some general ones that work on everybody, right? And, appearance doesn't work on guys. Like, you're ugly. The guy will be like, whatever. You're a loser. Even will be like, I know that's not true. And you're not going to get me. You have to hit him for something he's insecure about. So if you knew someone wasn't good at math, that's a terrible example, but I'm just going to use it anyway. Like, yeah, how'd you do on the math test, bro? Like a dumb kid. I'd be like, yeah, scoreboard, grades. It's like, nerdy kid. Like, you ain't got no friends. That's where I would go. If I could, and if not, it would just be like the most insulting thing I could think of, you know, like, and it would just, I went straight for the kill. There was no in between. Caused a lot of near fights and like half-ass fights. Not always in my favor. Anyway, so I don't like the idea of, you should be able to say what you want, basically. The NBA is kind of in a conundrum. In my own personal opinion is like, you should just be able to do that. Like, they literally should be able to say whatever they want to each other in court. Like, gay slurs. Oh, I find out you're cheating on your wife. I call you whatever. If the black players want to be racist towards the white players and vice versa, go right ahead. Right? That's my theory on life. Just say whatever you want. Right? And people are like, well, there's consequences. Yeah. You might get punched in the face. But that's a tactic. I mean, I remember the guys that would talk smack when I played football, rarely was it trying to intimidate you. It was trying to get you to do something stupid, right? It's not like, I'm going to talk smack and I'm going to instill fear in you. You know you're not instilling fear. If that person has fear, they have fear, right? Everyone's a little nervous for a football game. I mean, I used to be terrible. But you're not, you're going for like a stupid reaction. You're going for the thing where you're going to make the guy hate you so he gets kicked out of the game. Or you're going to the thing where you piss the guy off and instead of doing what he's supposed to on the play, he just comes after you like full force. And I have to, or you get him to respond to you. And when he does, the ref hears him, right? Like even verbally. Because you weren't really allowed to talk smack in Pop Warner. Although I don't think it was actually Pop Warner because it's like whatever. Anyway, like Little League football. So, yeah, I think they should be able to say whatever they want. However, a precedent's been set that Kobe Bryant got hit with 100K for doing the same thing. There you go. The sentiment that I was hearing on the sports talk this morning so far has been like suspend him forever. If Luka Doncic had done the same thing to him, then he'd be suspended the rest of the season plus part of the next season and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't know. Here's what I think they'll do. And this is going to come out September 12th, and it's being recorded August 24th. So it's funny because when I listen to this, I might remember. I usually don't. Like, I make, like, little predictions on, like, and I never pick up on it when I listen to it a couple weeks later, which is really good. The longer I can take between the times I listen to them and the times I talk and listen, it helps me. Anyway, he's like, I don't think they're going to do anything. They're going to say he apologized, he knows it's wrong, which he did right away, right? And I bet he did it even before someone made him. Some PR person was like, hey, man, this is going to cause you problems. I think he understood right away that this is going to cause me problems. This is going to give me attention I don't want. So he's like, I'm just sorry. And then the Luka Doncic was like, yeah, it's cool. Things happen. And he's like, this happens all the time. It does. You talk smack. Sometimes it gets away from you. This is a sport where they fight more than football. You hardly ever see a fight on a football game, man. Ever. Basketball, every once in a while, it happens. Obviously, it's not hockey. It's like, what in the world is hockey and the fighting? You have to enforce your players getting hit. Well, if hitting's part of the game, and you just don't like a hit, and then you punch the dude, why don't you just hit him back? Like, I don't understand it, because by that logic, football should be like hockey. Like, your quarterback gets hit, and like, really what should happen next is an offensive lineman should attack the defensive lineman that did it, or linebacker or whatever, right? And then, but it doesn't happen that way. Why does hockey got to be stupid like that? It's like, what kind of stupid sport has a sub-sport of boxing in it? Like, oh, well, we play hockey, but every once in a while, we stop and have a mini, like, really short, like, you know, fraction of a round of boxing. Except it's not boxing, because they grab onto each other's jerseys and, oh my god. So silly. But that's, you know, in basketball, if it turns to fists, you can see how easily someone might get carried away with what they say. But it seems like the precedent's 100K for identity attack. 100K. That's what, you know, adjusted for inflation, so, like, I don't know, 200K. That's what Kobe Bryant got. That's what this dude should get. Simple as that. You can't do that, especially, like, if there was a league that was, like, didn't give a crap about this, I don't know, the NFL, then you could be like, yeah, whatever, they talk, you know, stuff happens, I don't care. But it's not. It's, like, very much, like, social justice, woke. So, pretty much, this will probably even be out of the news by the time it hits it, but it's like, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If you're going to play these games, you got to hold everyone accountable to them until you change the rule. You know, you don't make exception for... Because if you create super legal entities, I don't think it's a good thing. You're just going to piss off everyone else. And sooner or later, 10 years, 3 years, 100 years, 1,000 years, it comes back to haunt. And these groups never, ever, 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 ever... When I say these groups, I mean ethnic groups. The United States has a very strange ethnic group in what you would call white people. First of all, it's not, you're talking about very disparately different sets of genetics or tribes, original tribe, forming this new tribe. And so it's very, actually super tolerant in a way, today. And so but it doesn't have a strong sense of identifying tribalism. And a lot of that is what I think pisses people off when George Washington statues and Christopher Columbus statues are, especially Italians with the Christopher Columbus thing, it's got apparently a big deal. More than it is to me, it's not like one of my heroes in history. And like some guy, he was the first guy to like convince someone, give him money to take a boat and just go west. Like, dude, I'm just gonna go west and I bet you I'm gonna come all the way around and I'm gonna get to India. It's gonna be super much easier than it is to go all the way down, because they couldn't get down Africa, because at the end of Africa is the Cape of Good Hope, which is the opposite of what should be named the Cape of Sinking Ships. Bad weather, big waves, that sort of thing. And those little ships they had at the time couldn't handle it. The Atlantic Ocean, on the other hand, is relatively speaking. So he thought he was going to go around and get to India. I'm sure he wasn't the only dude trying to do that. He's just the first guy to convince someone with money to let him. Because if he had the money himself, he would just got a boat and went. But it wasn't that easy. Like, those three boats that he got and whatever it required, the amount of wealth of basically two kingdoms, actually, at the time. I mean, they merged, like Aragon and Castile, but there was two separate, be like, two countries required to do this. Once the money was seen that they were making, of course, everybody tried to get in on it, and didn't quite work. It's funny, because you had, like, English dudes, like, digging holes in Virginia looking for, I mean, they gotta be a little bit better than that, figuring out where it is. Whatever. All right, so anyway, I think the NBA's kind of stuck. It doesn't matter what it does, it's going to get attacked. It really doesn't. Like I said, I think they're just not going to do anything. Like, he apologized. We accept his apology. Sorry, and we accept he's sorry. I think that's going to be the party line. And then they're going to get attacked by the usual suspects whining about the usual thing. If they didn't, though, let's say they find, or they did whatever. No matter what they do, there's going to be the usual suspects arguing that it wasn't enough. No matter what. And if I were them, if I think this, I'm sure someone at the NBA is like, yeah, dude, no matter what we do, we're going to get attacked. If we do something to him, if we fine him, suspend him, no matter what that fine or suspension is, one side of usual suspects is going to say it wasn't enough. The other side of usual suspects are going to... So, yeah, they're between a rock and a hard place. There's no real... I don't see any easy way out. They do something, they're damned. They don't, they're damned. If they do a little, they'll be damned. If they do too much, they'll be damned. There's no escaping this every time. I wish there was some way to make, like, Americans just, in general, with this kind of thing, just, like, chill out. It's partly because, you know, call-in radio shows. I mean, like, even before internet, like, there was all kinds of stuff that these kind of, like, stupid, trivial things. Like, there was a guy, was a linebacker on Denver, and he was, like... He would spit in people's faces. And of course, Romanowski, I think his name was. He was like a psycho. So it just permeates throughout. And you're talking about like highly charged situations, and you're trying to ask people to behave like they be in normal situations. And I think that's like, you're asking a lot. You're asking a lot to, most of the time they do it too. Playing sports throughout most of my life has rarely been, I've rarely wanted to talk smack during the sport. I just play. In lacrosse, I remember twice. Once I punched a guy in the face, but it was the goalie. Like, I was just going nuts. I was trying to win a game in summer league, and I was just hitting a ton to win ground balls. The goalie on the other team did not like it. So at one point, I got the ball off and off sides, and he came up and was screaming and yelling, just going nuts. The goalie was on the sideline. This is the only time I've ever seen it in the 5 or 6 years I played. Including, like, summer leagues, indoor leagues. It's really, like, those 5 years represent something like 15 seasons. One time, comes out, referee's standing 2 feet away. He punches me in the helmet. And I look at the ref, like, are you going to do something about this? And the guy's like, shrugs. I'm like, okay. So I hit the dude right back, knock him down. And then it's sort of like, I think they realize that the game was, like, out of control. I get thrown out of the game. My dad is furious. My mom's like, right on. Apparently, this goalie was not beloved. Somehow, because all these parents came up to me after the game, like, thank God someone finally put that kid down, like, that sort of thing. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I just, dude, the guy punched me in the face. I didn't do this out of, like, some reason you guys were mad at him or something. It's just, he hit me, the ref wouldn't blow the whistle on it. So I was like, okay, if you're not going to protect me, I'm going to hit you back. what else am I supposed to do? Right. So a lot of times, I think a lot of, you know, even in pro sports, the players get into that mentality. You got to keep in mind that for us fans, sometimes we look at these players and we see a guy doing what we love doing, but couldn't for whatever. You know, and I've talked extensively on my own personal ones, but I'm sure everyone listening, you all have like some reason that you didn't want to continue or you couldn't, you hit your limit, even if it was like good enough to try to get in one of the last rounds of the NFL, try out for team and never make it, right? But these guys like sort of make, but most of these dudes on this court, they're not like multimillionaires. They're making good money by your standards, by my standards. But whatever it is, like $450 a year, some of these guys, like, they're going to go through that in a minute. Especially because some of them have, like, you know, you make fun of the entourage. But an entourage, really, at the end of the day, is like you're just trying to support all your family and friends that have no means. So you're trying to help them out because you're the only one in a group of 30, 40 people that can make any real money. Any beyond, like, you know, 12 bucks an hour, right? So they're not dumb. I don't think it's stupid. Now, it gets dumb when they start buying everybody a Ferrari, but they might not have a choice. It may be like, oh, either you do this or your like sister's kids are homeless. So you end up having to house all these people and feed all these people. And they get in the situation, these people are like, oh, we won the lottery because this dude did this. So they don't even try to, right? They're just like, they used to work out. I'm not going to work at McDonald's now. What's the point? You do, it's like, dude, if you do that, it'll help every, but whatever. So to some of these dudes, they really, if they get messed with or something on the court and it causes them to get cut, that's it. So I'm surprised there's not more. And this is true of every sport. I mean, we're talking about the NBA, but whether it's a football field or a hockey rink or a baseball diamond, most of these guys are going to get into this sport and they're going to have a few seasons here or there. And there's even like structural things that keep from having longer careers. For instance, in the NFL, and I can't remember where it is, there's a point where you get like a small pension and it's relatively early on. And there's a point where you get healthcare for life. Totally free, like the kind you wish you could. Those moments, like let's say it's year four for the pension or the healthcare thing, you'll see a lot of guys go three and a half years or something. Like at 3 years, they're like, this guy's not really, yeah, he's good, but we can replace him with the college guy with not too much downgrade. They would have kept him. And they're not making sports related decisions, they're making like payroll decisions, like, okay, well this guy at 3 years is gonna cost us way more. Because now in year four, and I don't know where that is. Could be year nine, whatever. He now generates a heavy payroll, and it's not worth the extra effort. We'll just replace him with a college guy. Because essentially, from the NFL's point of view, there are an infinite amount of average players. Infinite. And you're saying, but there aren't. Yeah, okay. So 100, there's about 100 odd Division I teams where most of the players come from. Each one of them are graduating something like 20 players a year, let's say, or 20 or so players a year are moving up into the, are out of eligibility. So, aren't, but are superstars, whatever. But I'm not really talking about first round draft picks here. And even not even like second round, like maybe second round below, third round below, where let's say 2,000 guys, it should be somewhere around there every year, like NFL eligible or realistically can do that. Plus, you got guys that play in, like, Canada and some other things that... But there's 1,500 players. There are 1,500-odd players in the NFL. So, you do the math on that. You got 2,000 possibilities to fill whatever... I don't know how many empty slots are available, really. But it's not 2,000. It's not 1,000. Because any star player, obviously, you're going to keep, right? Those few and far betweens. And then you're going to have, like, a significant amount of, like, above average, well above average. The guy you never hear of, but he plays for like 10, 15 years. You're going to have a lot of journeyman type that just bounce from team to team. They're not good enough to even make the paper, but they're better than the replacement. And then just keep that guy for 10, 15 years. There's not many spots open, so who cares? I can just get rid of you. So their mentality is going to be, I got to be da-da-da-da-da. Even star players, man. Even star players. Like Joe Montana got traded. He was pissed because he believed in his mind that the 49ers won like another Super Bowl after he left. And in Montana's mind, that was his Super Bowl. That was his team. He didn't get worse, right? But San Francisco just decided, like, that's Joe Montana. That's arguably the second best quarterback in all time, right? Along Peyton Manning. I can't think of anyone else that would be like so great that you put in that category. But people argue that he's better than Tom Brady, right? So that being said, that's like one of the greatest players of all time. And he's being traded before he's done being great, because he went to Kansas City and got him to, like, they went from being crap to making the playoffs. He couldn't quite turn it into a Super Bowl. If he had, he would be the best ever. Now, Tom Brady's going to try to do that at Tampa Bay. I doubt it. I don't see it happening. I mean, he was already on his way down at New England. He had, like, the super genius in Bill Belichick. Granted, they didn't put a lot of good players around him. But that being said, like even with Bill Belichick's, like, super genius of game management, I mean, look at how often they suck in the first half and come back better, which means to me that it's him. That's like coaching stuff. That can't be collectively every player on a team of whatever it is, 54 slots, happens to be the kind of player that needs a half to warm up. Or is it more likely that the coach is very good at adjusting? That makes sense. The guy's like the greatest ever at making adjustments. In any case, you know, even, like I said, even Montana gets traded when he doesn't want to. Like, his career ended before he wanted it to. So you're going to have this, like, these things are in your mind. And you're going at it, and it's a high-pressure situation. It's a weird bubble thing they're doing where you're not allowed to go do it. You're this NBA basketball player, and you're used to being able to, like, do whatever you want, whenever you want, to an extent that I think mere mortals like us don't understand. And so you take that away, and it's going to cause, like, you took my cookie. Well, things get heated. Things get said. If the NBA wants to stand with, like, its actual stated values, or this will show its state. If they punish them, it'll show that they mean what they say about equity. Because there's a lot of hypocrisy, insults being thrown at them because they make a lot of money in China, so they don't say anything bad about the Chinese because they're an oppressive government. Well, they do talk about our oppressive government. And it's kind of like, well, if you talk about our oppressive government, you should talk about their oppressive government too. And they're sort of like, no, because here the government can't make us not make money. And then you get an idea of, like, well, if that's the case, maybe we should. Maybe we should tell them, you can't talk shit about us and make millions of dollars about it. You know what I mean? Like, we've given up on free speech, so let's just, hey man, here's the deal. Here's what Trump should just get on TV and be like, here it is. You can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, and you can't do that. But you have to do this, and here are things you can do. And one of them is, if you're not going to talk smack about China, you can't, you know what I mean? Like, just make it broad-based and fair. But that's not exactly in the mix, as it were. But we'll see what they do. And maybe I'll even do, like, a follow-on, like, where Nick was right, where Nick's wrong. But I really do view them as having there's no way to react to this without causing controversy upon yourself. And what I think I would do is I would maybe give him the same fine Kobe got and just kind of tell players, like, look, don't say this kind of crap. Because regardless of what, even if they let it go and it starts happening more and more, then they're going to have another problem. It's like this endless cycle BS that they're going to have to deal with. And I would want to stop it, right? Because it's like one incident, okay, whatever, it gets forgotten after two news cycles. But if it keeps happening, the players keep doing that. They keep deciding, yeah, we're just going to, like, now we can talk smack and, like, this way. They'll do it more. And not exactly. I'm not saying, like, they're going to, like, attack the white player. I don't think that's the case. They'll just do, it'll be a bunch of other stuff. And it's always like that. Like, I remember in the Marine Corps, you had to be weird with discipline. It really sucked. I had a hard time understanding you when I was a young man in my 20s. And now I kind of get it. You have to be weird about discipline, because if you let something slide, they'll push it. So you have to set whatever the terms are. Even if you want the terms to be loose, they have to be set. You can't let people get away with anything. Does that make sense? So, like, let me use a real easy example from my Haiti deployment. In my Haiti deployment, the rule was that we had to get up, and the first thing we did was take a anti-malarial prophylactic medication, which made you sick if you didn't eat breakfast. So I would get up, and I did it once. That's all it takes, man. It's that bad. Your stomach just turns into, like, your whole body starts dying until you eat something, man. It's crazy. So they made it so you get up at, so I would get up at like 7:15, throw down an MRE chunk, go have the, because we did it like as a formation at 7:30, and then you were allowed to work out. And then after you worked out, you had about an hour to cool down or so. And then you had to put on your whatever it was. Now, it could be boots and utes. He wasn't crazy about like, okay, it's 90 degrees out all the time. You guys get no AC ever. It's fine. Boots and utes. Meaning, or you could roll your flight suit down half mast. So, but you couldn't just walk around in your underwear. You couldn't walk around with the shirt off. I did that. And he was like, you can't do that, Nick. And I'm like, why not? It's like, we have four females. Okay, but that's not the real reason. It's not like I was like somehow doing something. Having an effect. I didn't. The point was, he had to set a limit. He didn't want that limit to be a bunch of, because then everyone would do it. You'd have a bunch of dudes with their shirts off all day. You don't want that. It's not a good idea unless you set that, unless you came out and see. So he came out and he said, like, here's the rules for how we wear our uniforms. It was reasonable. Like, there was no, this is BS. It was reasonable. And everyone just, you set reasonable rules and then you enforce them. And whenever someone didn't do that, they got checked. It was fair, universally applied, and things go on. Now, if there are situations I've seen where stuff pops up you didn't think of, that they set the initial rules, then they don't think about something, and people sort of feel like they're getting away with something. And I don't have a concrete example of this, but I remember it happening all the time. And then they would sort of get away with that little thing, and then they would, like, this would cause breakdowns in other, like, well, if I can get away with this, maybe I can get away with that. And then you get into problems, and then you get into the problem of like, okay, now I have to smash bags because you didn't follow basic rule, right? I let something slide, then more stuff slid, and then you got into the actual established rule, not just, I think this is how it should. So you want to have as much expressed as you can. Unwritten rules, bad idea, baseball. Some guy was like criticized for trying to hit a home run on a 3-0 pitch with the bases loaded. I'm like, what? Are you supposed to take the walk? Like, okay, so he made what you view as a strategic mistake. But it wasn't, that's the thing with old man baseball, man. It's like, it's stuck. And it's not just, there's plenty of young men who are stuck in old man baseball too. It's not, I just call it that. Kind of not a fan. And it's like, you can't, come on old man baseball. Anyway, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. Talk to you later. Bye.